This is Sarah Weymouth, and welcome to my podcast, where we talk about everything for you to live your best life. And we have a little fun too, from talking about business, marriage, parenthood, money, health, home decor, friendship, beauty, and pop culture. I'm a mother to three, a wife, a successful business owner, and I want to live my highest best self. Follow along as we learn together, grow, teach, because you only get to live one life. Oh, and I promise to dig deeper and to ask the tough questions. This is the Lime Podcast. Hi, guys. Okay, I'm excited to do just kind of a fun pop culture episode. Yesterday I was so tired for no reason. And I went to bed early. I woke up my normal time to work out, and I was just so tired, and I still feel like drained. So I think it's perfect timing to just have kind of a fun episode and not get into like any nitty gritties. I'm not interviewing anyone. We are just having a little fun. So let's talk about what's been kind of hot in the pop culture world. First, we have to talk about the Kim Kardashian versus Taylor Swift drama. I mean, listen, Taylor came out with her new album or albums, I believe. I'm not a Swiftie. I don't really get it. I'm going to be completely honest in that category. I think Taylor's great. There's a couple of her songs I really like. They're probably really old now. I think, you know, she's a good role model option for young girls today because they don't really have anything else. Like, what's the other option? Like Cardi B? Like, there's really not much out there. So I praise her for that. I also praise her for just being talented. Like, she can write her own music. She can play the guitar. She can, you know, whatever. Like, I just feel like she has a lot of talent for sure, and she works hard at her craft. So we have to give credit where credit is due. She's not really my cup of tea. I don't like most of her music, just being honest. That's totally okay. Like, we all have our taste in things. I didn't listen to the whole song, but I heard all the snippets and the lines that everyone was talking about. The song is obviously, it's called Thank You, Amy, and then she capitalized the letters to spell out Kim. And she writes this whole song. The part that everyone was like, oh my gosh, was where she said, you know, your daughter will come home like singing the song and only you and I will know it's about you or whatever. I forget the exact words. Again, I'm not one to like listen to her songs from start to finish, let alone the whole album. Here's my thing. First of all, I don't know the whole beef between them. Probably something I could have researched before I started this episode. But we do obviously know the Kanye thing where he went on stage and interrupted her, which was so rude. And then there was the whole thing where Kanye asked her if he could talk about her in his song, and she agreed, but then she didn't know that he was gonna call her the B word, and he did, and that made her upset. I'm not exactly sure the whole beef with Kim, but I feel like it's tied to the whole Kanye thing. But like, this is many years later and she's not even with Kanye anymore, right? Like, she's moved on with her life. They're not together. You know, I think Kanye is in his own little dark space. Who knows exactly what's going on with him? I don't see the point necessarily in this song, but I feel like Taylor can do whatever Taylor wants. And if she wants to talk about her life and other people in her life that affected her, whether it's positive or negative, that is the art of what she does. So more power to Taylor. The part that upset me was that she included talking about Kim's daughter in the song. Obviously, North is a tween, right? Like, she's almost a teenager. She's in that age where the kids talk at school. All of those girls are going to know the Taylor album. They're, you know, they do a little bit of like social media and all that kind of stuff. And she's going to know exactly what's happening. So I just think of like the other kids making fun of her and the bullying and just why would we want to put a child in that position? I mean, she's already obviously very well known and has to handle that day in and day out just because her mom is Kim Kardashian and her dad is Kanye West. You know, like, it's already hard enough. Like, why add to that to this child? So my take is just that we need to leave children out of it. That's just a non-starter for me. So I think Taylor made a mistake. I think she took it too far. I think it is what it is now because it's probably too late. I don't think you can like change a song or retract an album and fix it, but it really does suck. Like, it sucks. So a lot of people are like, oh, Kim just needs to apologize to Taylor. I think at this point now, Taylor actually needs to apologize to Kim because you don't involve someone's child, you know, that you took it too far. And I have to give props to Kim because she hasn't reacted. She hasn't said anything. She hasn't even shown that she even knows what the song is, even though she obviously does. Like, she's not living under a rock. And her PR team would be crazy to not inform her immediately of things like this, right? But it's so great that she just hasn't given it any light. No energy at all. I mean, she could have came out and said something as simple as, you know, it's distasteful that you bring my children into this. Like, she could have totally done that and people would completely agree and understand her point of view. Even the Swifties would probably get it and be like, yeah, probably should have left the children out of it. But she didn't even do that. And I think her silence is actually way more powerful than any statement she could make or any sly, you know, Instagram post she could do or comment or, you know, title she could give something or whatever. So I say more power to you, Kim. Like, you're kind of rising above this kind of petty drama, in my opinion. We also have to talk about Kim. There's a lot of talk of Kim looking a lot like Kanye's wife. I think her name's Bianca, I believe. If I made that up, I apologize. But at first, I kind of was like, eh, like they kind of have similarities and people have said that from the beginning. And, you know, she dresses risque, Kanye's wife, and so does Kim. And, you know, big boobs, booty, kind of a similar body type. But Kim literally just posted today some photos with really, really short, light pink hair, and it's like slicked back. And she's, the way her makeup is done, the way her hair is done, the way she's dressed, I literally thought it was Kanye's wife at first. Like, at first take, I was like, wait, who is that? So I actually think there's something to this. Like, it's kind of wild. And I don't know what is going on. It is weird vibes. Weird vibes. I think ultimately Kim has a little bit of a hard time owning her own style. Like, I think when her and Kanye got together, he became her stylist pretty much. Told her what to wear, helped style her, whether it was a photo shoot, red carpet, whatever. And she really valued his opinion. And we have to give Kanye credit. He does have a really good eye. And he does a really good job. She looked pretty amazing most of those years that she was with him. And not that she doesn't look good now, but I think she feels a little lost without him. I think when he got out of the picture, she kind of went into like the, what's it called? Oh my gosh, I can't remember that designer's name, but she was highly involved with them and doing their ads. And she kind of just like wore their stuff and that became her style. And then when Kourtney got married, she did the whole, oh my gosh, what is wrong with me right now? See what I'm saying? I'm so tired. I'm like out of it. I think I need like a day to recharge as soon as I can get one, which doesn't exist. Dolce & Gabbana. She did the Dolce & Gabbana stuff. Remember, there was the whole fight with her and Courtney feeling like she stole her vision from her wedding because her wedding was very much 90s of that era of fashion. So then she did the fashion stuff with them and really kind of embodied their look for a while. So I do think she struggles. Like, if it's not a designer or if it's not Kanye kind of telling her vibe or her style or her vision of what she's supposed to be looking like, she doesn't really know what to do. And I think she's beautiful. I think she could be whatever she wants to be. I think she should own that more. Like, you don't... And also, like, a side note for these celebrities, like the Kardashians, you don't need to be something crazy. Like, you don't need to wear, like, the heels that are attached to the leggings that have gloves and, like, weird sunglasses. Like, none of that excites us. Like, we're not like, ooh, you look good. Like, we're really more like unrelatable, because who the hell would ever wear that, you know? So I would love to see Kim kind of fall into her more natural beauty and more natural style. You don't need to do these crazy things. Just be you. Just be you. If you want to wear normal denim and a normal t-shirt, like, just be you. That's what we want to see. The other thing that was happening with the Kardashians was Kim posted like a birthday post, and it was the three of them, her, Khloe, and Courtney on the beach, all in black bathing suits. They look so cute, and just said happy birthday to Courtney. And the internet went wild, like, oh, of course Kim would do that. Like, this is a horrible picture of Courtney. She just had a baby. I mean, listen, her body is not what it used to be. She's still in that post-baby world. She's probably still nursing. She's got, you know, a little bit of belly, a little bit of bigger arms. It cut it off right after the belly, so we didn't see, like, legs or anything. But, like, yeah, the internet went a little wild. And it was crazy to me because, first of all, for just having a baby, Courtney looks amazing. And we should just be clear on that point, first and foremost. But more so, it's like, don't you guys think that Kim runs these things by her sisters before posting? I guarantee that they have a system in place where nothing gets posted unless everyone's agreed. So definitely Courtney signed off, loves the photo, but then how do you think it makes her feel when everyone's like, ugh, like, why would Kim post that? But Courtney approved it. Like, people are just so dumb. Like, do we really think that there would be anything going online without approval? There's zero chance. So more power to Courtney and just owning her post-baby body and just enjoying these first few months of a new baby, because it's so hard and it's so exhausting. And I can't imagine having like a microscope on you on top of all of that, you know? And I think she looks great. She looks happy. She looks glowing. She looks healthy. And I don't think we've really seen Courtney like this ever. Like, I think she had all her ups and downs with Scott and all her other relationships, and she seems very just comfortable in her skin for once, comfortable with her life and her everything. So more power to her. The other hot topic, Morgan Wallen in Nashville on Broadway takes a metal chair and throws it off the rooftop onto the street. Oh, this is wild to me. Now, we don't know the whole story. No one has come out saying his reasoning as to why. People were saying that he did that because he's so upset. His ex-fiance is now married. I think she got married. Married or engaged? I don't know. But she's moving on with someone else. She's very serious with this person. And everyone's just saying that he is sad about it. He's heartbroken. First of all, there's no connection to the two. Second of all, what does throwing a chair off the roof have to do with, like, how does that help anything, right? Like, oh, now she's going to want to be with you. You know? We don't know. But we will say, I will say, that throwing a metal chair off a roof is incredibly scary and dangerous, could have easily have killed someone. Thank God it didn't. How lucky is he that someone didn't get super injured or paralyzed or dead? Like, someone could have died, you know? Like, this is serious. So I hope he's getting the help that he needs. I know his fan base is so strong. And I love his music too. All right, sorry guys. I had to do a location change. So if I sound different, that's why. So anyways, I hope that he gets the help he needs. My first thought is alcohol was involved and maybe he just doesn't need to be drinking. That's just, you know, like step one. But yeah, really, really scary. Really scary. The other hot topic, pop culture thing that's been out there, which, by the way, this hit the news and then like disappeared, which we'll talk about. Okay, so it was Jennifer Aniston and Sandra Bullock leaving a plastic surgeon's office in Connecticut, I believe. This very, like, I guess, well-known, great plastic surgeon. And they're photographed. They looked like disheveled. And people were like, oh, they went together to get like a consultation or something. It did not look like they like had any actual work done. But then again, they could just be there for like Botox or lasers or, you know, like plastic surgeon offices do like so much now. It's not just surgery. So who knows? But it, what I thought was crazy was that there's a picture of the two of them leaving. That was like the headline, right? And then we never talked about it again. And all I could think was they must have some amazing PR people that are like, we don't know how this got leaked. We're going to take care of it. And then boom, gone. No one's talking about it. There was no follow-up photos. There was no like, oh, later they were seen like having lunch in Connecticut or whatever. Like, neither of them live in Connecticut, right? So like, how, like, we need more details. Like, what? I also think it's interesting that they live in LA. At least, well, I know Jennifer Aniston does. I don't know where Sandra Bullock lives. I would guess she does as well. But like, LA is like swimming with plastic surgeons, yet you go all the way to Connecticut. So like, this person's supposed to be like the best of the best, I guess. But then there's also talk of this being like a complete marketing scam on the plastic surgeon's side, where they come in for the appointment, someone from the office notifies paparazzi, paparazzi shows up when they leave, boom, then you're getting all these people talking about you and your practice that would have never even known you existed, right? I find that really interesting. But then also it's like, if you do that, you know, obviously Jennifer Aniston and Sandra Bullock will never come back because like, how embarrassing for them, or invasion of their privacy at best. Or, and then you've got any other celebrity that would have thought to come to you are no longer going to come to you because they're like, well, I don't want to be photographed. If they got photographed, I'm screwed, right? But then it's like, are you just going to get so much of other business that it doesn't even matter? Like, you're willing to burn that bridge. So I don't know if I believe that necessarily, because that's a pretty big bridge to burn for a plastic surgeon, right? Like, you don't want to burn the bridge with all of entertainment pretty much, right? So I thought that was kind of weird. My other thought was maybe the office didn't actually notify paparazzi, but someone saw them going in and then said something. Or maybe someone is like in the waiting room or something. I don't know. But they probably, when they go, they probably empty the place, right? Like, don't worry, no one's going to be here. Just you guys, I would think. I don't know. The whole thing is interesting and a little, like, it doesn't add up, right? Like, what's really going on? But it could be as simple as they were getting like a facial and like a laser or something, you know? And then they're like photographed leaving. So could not even be a big deal. Who knows? But I find it, I find it very fascinating that it hit the pop culture news and then boom, it was gone. It's like, what kind of magician are you guys? Okay. And we also have to talk about Coachella. First of all, let me just say this. Coachella and any form of music festival is literally my nightmare. My absolute nightmare. Like, if you were to say to me, hey, Sarah, I've got tickets to Coachella and I will pay for private flights to get us there. Do you want to come with me? I would literally be like, no. I mean, maybe I would go for like a day just so I could see what it's all about, in, just because I'd be curious, but I would not stay there that night. I'd be like in and out for the day and I'd probably still hate every second of it. So like, no, no. Why am I going to go out in the middle of nowhere? I like music, but not like, I don't necessarily need like live music of like random people. And be hot and sweaty and eat and drink a bunch of crap. And most people are probably on some sort of drug that I have no interest in taking part of. And like, don't people like sleep in tents and stuff? Like the whole experience from start to finish sounds horrible. I don't like crowds. I don't like people in my way. I don't know what the bathroom situation is like, but I imagine it's horrendous. I just, no. No, on so many levels, I can't even like explain it to you. I like, here's the deal. If you were to say to me like, what's your dream vacation right now? It would be somewhere beautiful with a luxurious pool, luxurious room, home situation. Just luxury. Like I would just want to feel luxurious. I'd want to rest. I'd want to sleep. I'd want to wake up in the morning and just have like no makeup on my face. I wouldn't care about what my hair looked like. Probably be in like shorts and a swimsuit top. Like start my day with yoga and eating fresh fruit that they just cut and give me like a smoothie and like a celery juice or something, you know, like that's my dream vacation. I would want to just chill, relax, take a nap, eat really healthy food, drink lots of water. Like, I don't even need alcohol. I don't need junk. I mean, maybe give me some French fries by the pool or something, but like, I really, my ideal would be someone to cook me like really healthy organic food and I don't have to cook. Like, I don't want to cook. I don't want to clean. I don't want to do anything. I don't want to have to try to look good. I don't like, I'm just, let me be, you know, I want to lay there and like listen to the birds and the ocean. And like, that would be my dream. So like the opposite of that is Coachella pretty much. like how can we do the exact opposite? No, thank you. No, thank you. And like, not only no, thank you because I'm 37 and getting old, but like, no, thank you. Me at 18, me at 22, me at 29. No, the answer was always no. Like, it's just not my vibe, not my personality. I don't get it. I don't get it. I really would like someone to explain it to me. I literally don't get it. So I also just like don't like festival fashion either. You know, like the whole boho, whatever. Like, it's just not my vibe, not my style. Never has been, probably never will be. So that's part of it too. But let's talk Coachella because that's where a lot of people were. Of course, Taylor Swift was there with her boyfriend and they were like literally like in the crowd together and just enjoying life. She genuinely, guys, looks so happy. And I just feel like she feels safe with him. They have what seems like a great relationship and they're just having fun. Like, power to them times a million. So good for her. Good for them. I hope that they go the whole way and they end up together. They seem like actually a pretty good yin and yang for each other. And she seemed to just be genuinely having a good time. Good for her. We've got Hailey Bieber, and everyone was like laughing about her look. She wore like a big jacket. It was like, I think it was like New York jacket. I want to say it was a Yankee symbol, but now I don't have it in front of me. But it was like some sort of like sports looking type jacket. And then she had a hat on, like a baseball hat, with a scarf over her head tied around her chin. You know, like how like an old lady would do it, like over her head, around her chin, with, I believe, sunglasses. And I think like a lipstick, like a dark lip. I mean, people were like, what is this? Like, what? First of all, what are you wearing? Second of all, are we trying to like set up trends? Like, this is the new trend. I don't see us wearing baseball hats with a scarf around our head, but who knows? But I saw the picture on her Instagram and I actually think she looked really good. And it was like the weirdest outfit and it was totally random, but I thought she looked good. And I think it kind of goes back to like the Kim Kardashian style thing where it's like, you know, maybe she's just owning her own vibe and she liked it and she went with it and like kind of showed and she looked good. Like, I think like Kim could do more of that, you know? But yeah, the fashions are interesting to say the least. But yeah, I've heard a lot of people say though that Coachella is very much like a business now. Like celebrities or influencers will go just to get the photos, just to be in a certain look, just to do brand deals, to go to certain brand parties where it's like, oh, come here and like promote my tequila, or come here and promote this, promote that. I heard a podcaster that was doing a podcast episode from Coachella at some party that was sponsored by some brand, you know, and it's like, it's very much a business. It's orchestrated at this point. I don't think it is what it used to be, but I think that's really a lot of these festivals, you know. I think everything ends up being a business. So it's not surprising. I also was wondering the other day, do we feel like festivals and events have took the place of clubbing? Like when I was coming up, when I was growing up, it was the clubs. It was all about the clubs. You would go to the clubs, you know, you'd have fun, you get bottle service, you maybe do VIP. Yeah, listen to the DJ, you dance, you'd have fun. And now I've heard that like clubs are slowly going out of business. And it's like this next generation doesn't want a club. I think part of it is we're so attached digitally now where it's like, it's not even like, let me go out and dance and have fun with my friends and wear a cute outfit. It's let me just put on the cute outfit, take the pictures for Instagram, and then get back in bed and look on TikTok. Like, that isn't that wild? Like, we couldn't do that when we were young because none of that existed. I just think it's weird. Very weird. I also saw the study recently that showed that teenagers today spend less physical time with their friends in person than when we were growing up, which is obvious because they just have social media and they can FaceTime each other, they can text each other, they can talk on the phone. The only thing we could have done was talk on the phone back then, which it's like, that's kind of boring, especially guys. Guys don't want to just sit there and chit chat on the phone. So we would go and actually hang out in person and like do things in person. They don't do that anymore. It is wild. So I think part of it is the in-person piece is going away or lessened. And then it's the people like to go to festivals and go to actual events, concerts, that sort of thing. It's so big. It's so cool. But Yeah, people don't want to club anymore. Or I guess maybe even go to bars. I don't really know. It's so funny. Like, the older I become, the more I'm disconnected from that world. I'm like, what do people do now? Right? Like, I know what we used to do. Like, we used to go to happy hour. We used to do Sunday fun day. We used to, we would gather and watch like Super Bowl and things like that. But for the most part, we were going out and going to clubs, going to bars. We were like doing things. Now it's like, I don't know. What do they do? I don't think anyone goes to clubs anymore. It's just interesting. Yeah, that's my pop culture roundup. I literally feel so out of it, you guys, that I'm like, what did I talk about everything? What did I talk about? But I feel like these pop culture episodes kind of feel that way anyways, because we're just like rambling on about a bunch of stuff and it's kind of silly. Like, at the end of the day, like, who cares? But everyone cares kind of vibes. But again, I like doing these episodes to throw them in. It's fun food for thought. And sometimes it's interesting to think of things outside the box. And I do feel like sometimes I bring up things that most people aren't talking about, like the Kim Kardashian style, or, I think it's interesting to look at the mechanics behind things, the marketing, the PR, the business of it all, and how much of this is really just fluff, Like, at the end of the day, none of it matters, including Coachella.